You're looking ahead at summer. You're like, I really want to feel good this summer. When you have a haphazard and disorganized fitness routine, you are not going to get the results that you are looking for at all. You might even have to say no to some of the activities that you want to do with your family, or just push through and end up getting yourself injured. This is like your game plan for getting in shape for the summer. Once again, is going to be extremely tactical. I'm going to give you details. Let's say that you and I are on a one-on-one coaching call together, and you just asked me, what do I need to do to feel really strong and fit for this summer? Because right now, you're not feeling very fit. You're feeling kind of out of shape. Maybe you're feeling a little fluffy coming off of winter, and you just know that you need to start working out. You need to get a good fitness routine in place, but you're not quite sure what to do. You're like, should I be doing cardio? Should I be strength training? And if I strength train, which exercises should I do? In what combinations? How many days a week? You want to do something, but you don't want to get yourself in a situation where you might hurt yourself, because you're looking ahead at summer. You're like, I really want to feel good this summer. I want to feel good in my clothes. I want to be able to do all of the activities I want to do without having to hesitate. And I don't want to be nervous that I might get hurt or injured. And I don't want that for my body. So you're starting to pull together these pieces of a fitness routine, but it's starting to look kind of haphazard and disorganized. And when you have a haphazard and disorganized fitness routine, maybe one that just barely exists, you are not going to get the results that you're looking for at all. So over the last couple of weeks, my own fitness routine has been a little haphazard. I'm someone who's naturally just really consistent, but because of certain circumstances, I've just been out of sorts, and I've actually done a lot of sitting. And you know what that's resulted in? Well, my left hip has started to do this weird, like wobbly, funky thing up inside the hip socket. I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope this is not my hip labrum talking to me. Oh boy. And then also my right knee was like just kind of stiff and achy. I never noticed my right knee, but all of a sudden my right knee was acting up. And then that SI joint issue that I had years ago was starting to bark at me too. This is on top of a hamstring that I've been dealing with. And all of this is because I simply was not consistent with my strength training. I wasn't stimulating my body in the good, balanced, functional way every day. And I'm looking ahead at summer. I'm like, oh boy, I've got an 11-year-old boy and a 13-year-old boy. These are active kids. And I want to be really active with them this summer. Summers in North Idaho are amazing. If you've ever visited North Idaho, which is kind of the area that I live, they're incredible. We have tons of biking and hiking and swimming and boating. We have a boat that we try to take out as often as we can. We also play soccer in the backyard, and we try to play pickleball over at my parents' house next door. And we just try to be active and stay active all summer long because there's so many fun things to do. And when different body parts are starting to talk to you in not a very good way, those thoughts start to go through your mind of, oh boy, am I going to be sidelined? Am I going to have to say no to certain activities this summer? You know, let alone not feel good in my swimsuit or in my summer clothes, like that's a thing too. But I also want to make sure that my body is really healthy and fit for what's to come for this summer. With summer right around the corner, last week I decided to start this like little two-part series. It's going to help you. This is like your game plan for getting in shape for the summer. And last week we covered the nutrition piece of it. So make sure to go back and listen to last week's episode, because I laid out exactly what you need to do tactically to make sure that you are eating healthy and fueling your body for a trim and energetic body for the summer. So Today, we're talking about the fitness component, and this, once again, is going to be extremely tactical. I'm going to give you details, not just big pie-in-the-sky ideas or philosophies. This is like the nuts and bolts, okay? So go grab a pen and paper or open up the notes app on your phone, and I want you to take notes because I'm going to lay this out for you exactly as if you and I are on a coaching call together, and I'm telling you exactly what you need to do throughout the week, okay? So I'm going to go into this assuming that you don't have any major injuries that you're dealing with at the moment. You're just kind of out of shape. Like if you're dealing with a massive knee injury at the moment, or a shoulder, like frozen shoulder, or a low back injury, then we need to start somewhere else. We need to make sure that your injury, the severe pain, is taken care of first. Start with my back and hip fix program. If it's a back and hip thing, we start there. But I'm assuming the plan that I'm laying out for you is that you don't have any debilitating injuries right now. I'm also going to assume that you are 40 or older, and we want to make sure that this routine is compatible with what's going on with the state of your hormones at the moment. We don't want to mess with where your hormones are at, because as your estrogen is starting to dwindle, we have to do things a little bit more carefully, okay? So I'm going to assume that you're over 40. And I'm going to also assume that things like bone health and muscle health and your cardiovascular health, and especially things like balance and joint mobility, are top of mind too. Those are also pieces that are priority for you. And you're like, I need help fitting those things into the picture too, because I don't want to just like get in shape for summer at the expense of my joint mobility and my overall bone health. Okay. So all of those things I'm going to assume are priorities for you. So let's go ahead and dive in to the plan. This is going to be a three-step fitness plan. There's kind of three big components of this. All right. So step number one is I want you to be going for a walk every day. This is the easiest, simplest thing to implement. And the reason I want you to do this is that this gets you some conditioning, and it does work on your heart health, and it gets you working on your stamina, and it just starts to get you moving. It's also a really low barrier to entry, right? You don't have to learn how to go for a walk. I'm assuming you know how to walk. Sure, there's some technique things that we can work on, and those are things that I teach you if you do my Jumpstart 30 course with me. I teach you some walking mechanics, but for the most part, you should be able to go out and go for a walk without having to learn something. All right. Plus, this has another wonderful benefit on the hormone side of things. I mentioned that just a second ago. We want to be sensitive to where your hormones are at. So when you're going for a walk every day, this really helps to tampen down any stress hormones that might be running rampant in your body at the moment. And it helps with blood sugar levels too. So both really important things for you at this phase of life. Now there's two different types of walks that you can go on, and I want you to kind of vary this over the course of the week. The first type of walk is more of a fitness walk. This could be like a power walk. This could be finding a route that has more hills. This could even be interspersing your walk with a little bit of jogging here and there. So this is something that definitely gets your heart rate up, pushes you up more into what's called that zone two conditioning. So this is a little bit more of a fitness style walk. The second style of walking would be a really relaxing and rejuvenating type of a walk. The purpose for this style is to reduce those stress hormones, to relax, to help you recover from other workouts that we're doing. So this would be just like a stroll. This is just breathing the fresh air. You're not necessarily noticing your heart and lungs pumping really hard. You're not breathing hard. You can carry on a really relaxed conversation. Okay, so those are kind of the two styles, more of a fitness style walk and then more of a relaxing style walk. I want you to do both styles over the course of the week, okay? Now, as far as how long these walks are, anywhere kind of in the 15 to 45 minute long range, all right? And stick with me towards the end of this episode because I'm going to help you plan out your week. All right. So anything 15 to 45 minutes is going to be a good zone. So we're going to go for a walk every single day. All right. That's step one. Step two is that you're going to be strength training 2 to 3 times a week. Okay, here's why I want you to do this. Strength training is going to expose your body to a slightly more moderate to high intensity activity, something that's going to get your heart and lungs pumping a little bit more, something that's going to be stimulating your muscles, stimulating your bones more than walking can. It's also going to expose you to functional movements, like things like balance and full ranges of motion that require your muscles to contract with strength. These are all things that are going to apply to feeling really fit and strong over the summer. So if you want to go for that really technically challenging hike that has some steep hills up and down, your strength training that you do is going to transfer to that. All right. So this does not need to be weights. All right. Especially if you're just starting out. I actually don't want you to start with weights if you're new to strength training or if you haven't been doing them regularly in a little while. Let's start with just body weight only training. That way you can start to expose those muscles to those movements without trying to finagle a piece of equipment in your hands where your brain is thinking about the equipment and you're not actually thinking about the movement. That's where your technique can go wrong. So let's spend the first 1 to 3 months just doing body weight only strength training. And trust me when I say that that can be enough. A lot of body weight only, no equipment routines that I put together for you are very effective, highly effective for improving your overall strength. You don't need weights to start with. Okay. So this also needs to be functional. We're not going to do any spot training. All right. I don't want you to grab a weight and do just a bunch of little bicep curls or a bunch of arm raises or have one whole workout where you only target one spot on your body. That's a waste of your time. It's not efficient and it doesn't train your body the way that it needs to work out in real life. We want to do movements that mimic how your body works in real life. So when I put together a workout program, I kind of think of the three main areas of your body: your core, your upper body, your lower body. For your core, we want to make sure that we're doing bracing style exercises. Something like a plank, a bird dog, even a bridge is a really good core exercise. It's going to train your core the way that it was designed to function. For your upper body, I want you to think about doing pushing exercises and then balance that out with a pulling exercise. We can do a horizontal push, like a push-up, and a horizontal pull, like a row. We can do a vertical push, like an overhead press, and a vertical pull, like a pull-up. Those are a little bit more advanced. The vertical motions are a little bit trickier, but thinking in terms of pushing and pulling is a great way to balance out the muscle groups on your body. And then when it comes to your lower half, some great exercises to do is a good squat and a hip hinge. And if those are pretty simple, we can also put in a lunge. Those are the three movements that your legs really need to be able to do to be super strong. And definitely start with body weight only so that you know that you've got solid technique. All right. So that is your strength training picture. And I want you to be doing this 2 to 3 days a week. All right. And in a minute, I'm going to map this out for you on your week. Okay. So over the course of the week, the third step to getting in really good shape for this summer is that you're going to do balance, mobility, flexibility work for your body about 2 to 3 days a week too. All right. This could be in conjunction with your strength training workouts, but it doesn't have to. Now, why is this so important? Why is this flex, like this joint mobility, flexibility, and even balance work important? Well, it tends to be lighter intensity. It tends to be gentler, more rejuvenating for your body. So it operates like a really great buffering mechanism in between harder, more intense days. Okay. Because you really don't want to do like strength training, especially if you are using weights. Like, we don't want to be straining or stressing your muscles on back-to-back days with something that's hard. So I don't want you to be strength training like on Monday and Tuesday. So these flexibility routines, things that work on just gentle mobility, stretching, working a little bit on your balance, it tends to operate as an excellent recovery tool for those harder, more intense workouts. Okay. Plus, it helps to reduce those stress levels. Plus, your joints, as you get older, lose their range of motion if you stop using it. Plus, your balance starts to dwindle if you stop stimulating it, okay? So there's so many valuable aspects to including balance and flexibility work over the course of the week, all right? So when you have like a balance and flexibility type of a day, this could be yoga. That's a great example. It needs to be a gentle, not like a power yoga. It should be like a gentle rejuvenating yoga. It also needs to be working on the biggest joints of your body, like your ankles, your knees, your hips, your shoulders. We got to make sure that it's targeting everything. I don't want you to do a routine that's like just lower body or just hips. Okay, let's make sure that we're covering everything. So think ankles, knees, hips, shoulders. All right, let's make sure it's dynamic too. Not just sitting and holding your stretches. I want you moving through the stretches. I want you sinking in to the stretch and then easing out of it. Most of the stretches I show you, whether it's over on Instagram or on my YouTube channel or in any of my programs, you'll know that my stretching day is like exercises. It's moving through those full ranges of motion, and that's going to improve your mobility and your balance at the same time more than any other type of stretching. Okay, so like I said, this could be a combination of doing yoga combined with some foam rolling, which would be that like soft tissue work and fascia work. This could be some just gentle dynamic stretching. So something that's a little bit more flowy. So we're going to add in this lighter intensity flexibility style routine 2 to 3 times a week as a buffer in between your harder workouts. So those are the three things. We're walking every day. We're going to strength train a few times a week. We're going to work on that flexibility and balance component 2 to 3 times a week too. So let's go ahead and map this out for you on a weekly calendar. Let me kind of break it down how a weekly routine would look like. Monday. That's a really great day coming off of a rest day, because I'm going to give you Sunday off completely. I want you to take Sunday off. Coming off of that rest is a great day to come into it with good gusto. It's a great way to do a harder exercise routine. So that would be a great day for strength training. We also want to be walking every day too. All right. So do 20, you know, maybe even just 15 minutes of strength training earlier in the day, and then go for an easy walk. So that lighter intensity walk in the afternoon or evening, or maybe in conjunction with your strength training. If you're at the gym, you could strength train for 15 minutes and then go hop on the treadmill for another 15 minutes. There you go. Okay. So we want on your strength training day, we want the walk to be a little bit lighter, easier. Okay. So we're kind of having high and low balancing themselves out. Tuesday, we want to put in a buffer here because you just strength trained on Monday. So let's put in a buffer here. Let's have Tuesday be that flexibility routine. You can do that yoga or one of my dynamic mobility body weight only routines. Okay. About 10 minutes long. This is a great day to do more of that fitness style walk because the full body stuff was a little bit lighter intensity. So maybe on Tuesday is when you do more of a 30-minute hills walk, okay? Pushing it a little bit harder on the walk. Wednesday, we're back to strength training. So now you're coming into it. You're recovered from yesterday. The yoga you did yesterday, the gentle stretching you did yesterday helped maintain that joint mobility. So Wednesday, you're coming into it feeling a little fresh and we can strength train again. Let's do another easy, light walk on Wednesday. Thursday, we're buffering again. We're back to the light yoga style day and maybe a longer power walk in the afternoon. Friday, we're back to the strength training and then a light walk. Saturday might be just a walk. Okay. So this could be maybe a 30 to 45 minute walk with a combination of light and then fitness moments in there. We're going to take Sunday completely off. So hopefully you can see how this really balances things out over the course of the week. The workouts themselves, if we put a spotlight on the actual strength training workout, that workout is balanced. And then the week itself with intensities are balanced out as well. This is going to ensure that we're not overstraining or stressing your tendons and ligaments and muscles themselves. You're not going to get overly sore. And we're not stimulating too much of those stress hormones. We're always giving your body a way to recover and rejuvenate before we push again. And as someone who's 40 or older and wants to make sure that you don't get injured, this is really, really important, okay? So that is kind of the flow of an ideal week. Now, listen, right now you might be thinking like, whoa, that's a big jump from where I am right now. I'm literally doing nothing. And I feel like if I go from nothing to like working out 5 days a week, like that's going to feel like a lot. And you're right. I want you to ease into this. This gives you at least a crystal clear map of where you want to go, of what type of a routine is going to help you feel amazing in your body, but that doesn't mean that you should jump straight into this. Why don't we just start with just the daily walks? Okay. Let's just go on the daily walks, get you into a rhythm of doing something every day, and then gradually start to incorporate a little bit of gentle strength training into the mix. Okay. And you are probably thinking like, maybe you could help me with this, Megan. I really want your help. And last week on the podcast, I mentioned to you that I was going to give you a good discount on my Jumpstart 30 program. And a lot of people reached out to me over the weekend and said, I missed the sale. The coupon code expired and I missed out on this. And I really, really wanted to join you for Jumpstart 30. So let's do it again. Okay. So for this week, I'm going to do another sale on the Jumpstart 30 program. I'm going to give you 20% off right now if you use the coupon code SPRING24 when you go to checkout, okay? In the show notes, I'll have the link to my Jumpstart 30 program. So in Jumpstart 30, where I really help you get the ball rolling with these daily habits. We work on the basics of strength training. We don't use any equipment yet. I guide you through the movements in that perfect balance so that you don't worry about ever overtraining anything. We work on your balance. We work on your flexibility, your muscular strength, your stamina. We work on all of it in the perfect give and take. Okay, so that you don't have to try to map all this out on your own. Plus, we work on your nutrition too, perfectly coordinated together so that if you're like, I really want to get in really great shape for the summer in a way that doesn't put me at risk for injury, like going too hard, too fast, then Jumpstart 30 is where you need to be. All right, so let's do it. If you're feeling out of shape right now, feeling a little fluffy, and feeling like you need help, head to the link that I'm going to put in the show notes. It's also just vigeofit.com/jumpstart. And when you check out, be sure to use the coupon code SPRING24 at checkout so that I will give you that 20% off discount. I'm going to have that coupon code be available until this Thursday at noon. This Thursday is April 18th at noon. And then the coupon code is going to expire. So make sure you go grab that now. Here's the deal. It's April right now, and you have a choice. You can continue to do nothing and just say, it is what it is. My body is just the way it is right now. Or do like random disorganized workouts, just kind of picking and choosing here and there, just kind of throwing stuff together with no real plan of progression or intentionality. And you're going to find yourself this summer with a knee that's bothering you out of the blue, a back that starts to act up on you, and zero stamina and level of conditioning, and just no confidence in your body. You're going to put on all of your summer clothes and your swimsuit and just like dread that feeling. And you might even have to say no to some of the activities that you want to do with your family, or just push through and end up getting yourself injured. I can't tell you how many hamstring tears or Achilles tendon tears happen during the summer because someone who's not in very good shape ends up just pushing themselves and getting injured. Or you can follow the steps that I lined out for you today. You can go for a walk every day. You can start strength training 2 to 3 days a week with functional style strength training movements. No spot training. We want to train your body for the way it's meant to work. And we can incorporate some lighter flexibility, mobility, balance work a couple days a week. All right. If you do this, You're going to go into summer feeling like you're in really primed and ready and in the best shape that you've been in years. Seriously, if you combine the nutrition plan that I gave you last week with these fitness steps that I gave you today, they're not complicated. It's simple. It's a matter of doing them, starting them, being disciplined with them, and following through. You are going to feel amazing. You really will. One of the ladies in my Jumpstart 30 program is on day 24 right now, I think, and she's already shocked at how great she's feeling. She's like, I'm only 24 days in and I feel really, really good. She's in her 50s right now. She had put on some weight over the last couple of years, but more than that, she was just feeling like unhealthy and out of shape and just old, like older than she wanted to feel. And she's like, I know I needed to make a change. I needed to start somewhere. So I helped her get the ball rolling with a really good fitness and nutrition plan that was easy to follow. And she said, Megan, I'm actually looking forward to summer this year. I feel really good in my body. I feel better than I've felt in a long time. I'm excited to keep continuing this journey with you. I'm not like ready to give up. Like I'm excited to keep going and to see how great of shape I can be in. And that's what I want for you too. I don't want you to feel dread when it comes to anything with your body. I want you to feel hopeful and excited. Okay. So if that's how you want to feel this summer, go get yourself registered for Jumpstart 30. This is the perfect week. I've got it on sale for you, 20% off. All right. So go to the link in the show notes, vigeofit.com/jumpstart. When you check out, make sure to use the coupon code SPRING24. During checkout, I'll give you 20% off. As soon as you register, I'll send you some confirmation emails and you'll be directed to a resources hub that tells you when we get started, how you're going to access the videos, how it all works. I lay it out for you all easily. And then we get going. Next Monday, we'll get started and you get to follow along with me. Just make it really simple. Less than 15 minutes a day, follow along videos. You don't have to think about it. I get to teach you everything you need to do, which is really a wonderful feeling. So go get yourself registered. I'd love to see you there. Perfect time to start. And friend, thank you so much for joining me today. I just always love spending time with you. And until next time, be strong.